You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. I'm sorry to report it was more talk but no action again today in Washington as roughly 30 million people began to face their economic futures without an additional $600 a week in federal unemployment benefits. Until and unless Congress hammers out a deal for more pandemic relief, most jobless people will have to rely on state unemployment insurance. And as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains, when it comes to state benefits, geography just may be destiny.
If you're unemployed in Mississippi, your life could start to feel a lot different than if you were unemployed in Massachusetts. The maximum benefit in Mississippi is around $230 a week. In Massachusetts, it's over $800. And the gap isn't just about cost of living.
The big difference is the philosophy. Is unemployment something that supports the labor market, or is it a business cost to be minimized?
Chris O'Leary is with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. There is no federal standard for unemployment benefits, so states create their own rules around who qualifies, how much they get, and for how long. Michelle Evermore is with the National Employment Law Project.
You know, in some states like Florida and North Carolina, only about 10% of people who are unemployed are even able to get a benefit.
That impacts people's access to food and shelter. During a pandemic, it also dramatically increases their risk of getting sick.
Because of monetary concerns, they have to take an unsafe job. And that's going to actually spread the virus and slow the recovery even further.
She says Black and Latino workers may suffer most because states with the smallest benefits have the biggest minority populations. And Sylvia Allegretto, a labor economist at UC Berkeley, says differences in benefits can have direct effects on a state's economic health.
Unemployment benefits have a really important effect of propping up the greater economy.
While that extra $600 meant a lot to workers who lost their jobs, it also meant a lot to all the businesses relying on people who were spending it. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.